As we have covered the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, from time to time, we've brought you stories of war veterans who've gone on to pursue other interests. They are lawyers, poets, and nurses. And retired specialist J.R. Martinez definitely fits the bill. The veteran was wounded in Iraq in March of 2003 when his truck drove over a landmine. He was seriously burned on over 40% of his body. Since then, he has spent nearly 3 years in a hospital and has undergone more than 30 surgeries. But now Martinez has become an inspiration for those around him, and he's become a soap star. Martinez has a recurring role on All My Children, playing a character that reflects the reality of many servicemen and women. And we caught up with him on a rare day off. J.R. Martinez, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
I'm so excited to be here.
Well, tell us about how things are going in Pine Valley, the fictional Pine Valley, where All My Children takes place.
You know, right now what's going on for my character, which is, his name is Brock Monroe, is he's starting to come out of his shell. Like, he's already made the transition from coming home to feeling like he cannot be accepted in this world that we live in based on his physical appearance, because he's burned over 40% of his body from his injuries over in Iraq. And now he's slowly starting to find a career, and he's, you know, having that little love interest thing going on as well. So what can I say? It's an exciting time for Brock Monroe in Pine Valley.
Well, let's play a short clip. This is Brock has asked Lieutenant Taylor Thomas to marry him, but sensing some hesitancy on her part. Here it is. Get your tissues out. Here it is.
I think we should talk too.
Good. Taylor, are you happy? Wow. Because when I proposed to you, you had this look that just kind of came over your face.
Well, Brock, you just finished telling me that your feelings for me had changed, and I didn't know if you were asking me, I don't know, because we've been fighting. I
got another question. Taylor, do you love me?
Oh,
I need a moment.
I know, me too. So how did this come about? How did you get this role?
What happened is, when I came back, you know, like every, you know, speaking in front of behalf of troops, every troop that comes back severely injured, or even that hasn't been injured and comes back and says to themselves, all I've known is the military for whether it's been 3 years or 30 years, what do I do now? Well, as I started to try to figure that out for myself, I was introduced to this soldier in the hospital, and I just kind of talked to him, and I kind of realized, you know what, I had a little gift there. I was able to do something for him, you know, kind of like change his view a little bit. And since then, it just sparked it. And what happened is, I started visiting patients in the hospital. From there, it triggered to me doing a little media in San Antonio, where I was recovering for 2.5 years. And then from there, it branched off into doing national media. And I thought to myself, I'm going to continue to do this. But what I started to do then is motivational speaking. Mm-hmm. And I still travel, which is great, because All My Children really works with me very well in the sense of scheduling to allow me to continue to do the things that I did prior to coming to the show.
But when they came to you and said, we want you to be on the show, what did you think?
I was excited. I thought to myself, am I going to get to be another one of Susan Lucci's husbands on the show? But then I was immediately told that, no, it's not going to happen. And then I was kind of devastated again. There's that roller coaster effect. No, seriously, when they came to me, I was excited about the opportunity, you know, because one, I thought it was very brave on their part and All My Children's part and ABC to be able to say, we're going to take this risk and not get a trained actor to portray this. We want to get an actual veteran to do this and potentially see if we get lucky with this and see where it goes.
As opposed to using an actor who had no visible injuries at all and just using making him up every day.
Exactly.
Like
research
that.
Lines, what they see on the History Channel, things of that nature.
Did you audition?
I did. I went and spoke to the producers and the casting director. They called me back a month later, did my little screen test. A week later after the screen test, they called me and said, guess what? You got the part of Brock Monroe and All My Children. And I got to say, although I was very excited, you know, because obviously personally it's a great opportunity for me, I was excited for these three reasons. One, it was an opportunity for me to use the platform of All My Children to educate the world about our military that serves, whether you're wounded or not. Two, it was an opportunity to educate the viewers about disfigurement, about disabilities, about how to look at someone, and you were going to see that in me. Three, the people that watch this show that have those disabilities and disfigurements that can say, you know what, if J.R. Martinez can do it, and that's not expected, then why can't I do it? And so I thought, I was excited for those three reasons that I felt that it was going to serve just a greater purpose.
You know, one of the things I noticed in looking at your personal webpage and also your Facebook page is that you obviously have pictures of yourself from your previous life, but
right.
you don't display them. I mean, there are a couple of cute, you know, baby pictures, of course, but you don't make a big deal out of your life before the before and after. Is that intentional? In fact, in some of the pictures in your promotional work, you don't minimize the scars at all.
Right. You know, I think it is intentional. It's something I really thought indirectly without saying or really trying. I've accepted who I am. I've accepted what my appearance is. And I've accepted the fact that I'm comfortable with the fact that I know that whether it's a young lady out there that I'm interacting with or whether it's someone on the street, they think I'm attractive and I think I'm handsome in my own way, in my own skin. I don't know. I get a lot of great compliments now.
Now, so what are your military? I know that the ladies are, you know, finding their way to you. I know you mentioned that you're still single, and I'm sure that won't be for long. But
did I say that yet?
You did happen to mention that. But, but what about your military buddies? What do they think about you being on a soap star? I know that you had to deal with the devastation of not being one of Susan Lucci's husband applicants.
Yeah,
there.
But, I mean, come on.
But what do they think about it?
You know, they support me, but as military, you know how those guys are. We're always going to give each other a hard time. When they listen to this radio interview, they're going to be like, oh, like you proposed to her, you asked her if you loved, she turned you down, you know? And it's like, man, this is my heart here, you know? Come on now, be gentle, guys, you know? But they support me 100% because they know at the end of the day what I'm doing and what I stand for. But at the same time, they never let it go to my head. They always kind of find a way to, you know, crack a joke on me to bring me back down and keep me level, which is good.
Well, we can say we knew you when, right?
You will always know me, Michelle. We will always have that phone.
Okay, sure. Well, we have it on tape. So if you refuse to take my calls, I'll be playing this interview back. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Retired Army Specialist J.R. Martinez is a veteran of the Iraq War. He is now starring as Brat Monroe on ABC's daytime soap opera, All My Children. And he was kind enough to join us from our bureau in New York. J.R., thank you so much for speaking with us, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Michelle.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.